Shuris Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuris Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Bei, Samad Aleph, at the Mishnah. Ein Nishbaim Ela Al Doshu V'Mida V'Mishkal V'Minyan. We swear only about something with a measure, a weight, or number. Ketzad, Amalei Bayis Malei Masalti Lecha, Kif Malei Masalti Lecha, Ala'ime Ein Yodea Ela Mashi Nachta Atanotel Pata. What's the case? If Reuben claimed I entrusted you with a full house, or wallet of grain or coins, and Shimon says, I don't know how much it was, take what is there, he's exempt from swearing. Zerima ad haziz, zerima ad achaloin chayev. If Reuben claimed it was full up to the ledge, and Shimon said it was up to the window, then he's obligated. The Gemara says, Amar bichanina, zerima meneu gadoila, zerima meneu katana chayev. Bichanina says that if Reuben says, I entrusted you with a big lamp, and Shimon said a small lamp, he's obligated. The Mishnah, we ask from the Mishnah, we swear only about something with a measure, a weight, or a number. The Abba Mamal answered that he's discussing a lamp composed of rings, meaning that he claimed a lamp of 20 rings and he admitted to a 10-ring lamp. If Reuben said, I entrusted you with a big belt, and Shimon said a small belt, Rabbi Chiya taught about this, but we don't know what he taught. In Tema Chayev Masnisan Pliya, the Tanan, Einishvam El Aldaba, Shiv Midah, Vishiv Mishkov, Vishiv Minyan. If you say that he's liable, well, our Mishnah argues, because it says that we swear only about something with a measure, a weight, or number. In Tema Potom Masnisan Pliya, the Tanan, Zeroime Godel, Zeroime Katon, Yeshava Amoiche, Shakatan Mochal. If you'll say that he's exempt, well, there's a Mishnah that argues, because it says that if this one says, I bought from you a big clothes slave, and this one says, I sold you a small clothes slave, the seller swears that he sold a small one. And the Gemara doesn't resolve this question, but it continues then, the Mishnah, Zer'ime Eini Yodea, Zer'ime Eini Yodea, Yachleiku, if this one says I don't know, and this one says I don't know, then they divide. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Amarves Chaveiru Al Hamashkoin, Ba'orad Hamashkoin. If Reuven lent to Shimon and took a security and the security was lost, Reuven is liable for it. Amal lai selah hilvi sicha alav v'shekel ha'yashave v'alei oimeh selah hilvi sani alav v'selah ha'yashave pata. If Reuven claims I lent you 4 denarim, which is a selah, and the security was worth 2 denarim, which is known as a shekel, so you still owe 2 denarim, and Shimon claims that you lent to me 4 denarim and it was worth 4, he's exempt because he's denying the entire claim. Sele yavisicha alav v'shekel hayashave v'alei oimeh loki ela sele yavisani alav v'shloshi denarim hayashave chayev. If Reuven claims, I lent you 4 and it was worth 2, and Shimon says, no, rather you lent to me 4 and it was worth 3, he's obligated to swear because he's admitting to a dinner and denying a dinner. Sele yavisani alav ushtaim hayashave v'alei oimeh sele yavisicha alav v'sele hayashave pata. If Shimon claims you lent to me 4 and it was worth 8, so you owe to me 4, and Reuven claims I lent you 4 and it was worth 4, he is exempt because he denies the entire claim. Sela hivisani alav, v'shtayim hayashave v'alame, loiki ela sela hivisicha alav, v'chamisha dina hayashave chayev. If Shimon claims you lent to me 4 and it was worth 8, and Reuven claims no, rather I lent to you 4 and it was worth 5, he is obligated to swear that he owes only 1. Mi hu anishba, mi shapikadon etzloi, shema, who swears? The one who was watching the security, meaning Reuven. If Shimon would swear, perhaps Reuven would take out the security and Shimon would be disqualified because we see that he swore falsely, or it would turn out that he swore needlessly because we can evaluate it ourselves. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ne'eman hamal ve'loima ad kadei hamashkoin ha'visicha. Rabbi Yochanan says, the lender is willing to say, I lent you up to the value of the security. Masnisa Amar Af Haloive Neeman the Taninan Sela Hobisicha Alav the Shekel Hayashave Valaimeleki Ela Sela Hobisani Alav the Sela Hayashave Pata. And the Mishnah says that even the borrower believed that the security was worth as much as the loan, because it teaches that if the lender claims I lent you 4 and it was worth 2, and he replies you lent to me 4 and it was worth 4, he is exempt. Had Barnash come im Chavrei Beshuka am le train denyingly biyadcha. Umashkonech shall be trained in Oren, Amalechad Dina, na boy, lemitanlach, Mashchuni tav train dinarim. A man approached his friend in the marketplace and said, you owe to me 2 dinarim, and your security is worth 2 dinarim. And he replied, I owe to you 1, and my security is worth 2. After uvda kamidaini naldo amri came to call ama moidu the mashkina tav train dinarim echrona yaisi eluya shadi. The case came in front of the judges of Nardar. They said, since all agree that the security is worth 2, the other, means the lender, must bring witnesses that he lent 2. For lo shama dama Rabbi Yochanan ne'eman amarve ad kadei mashkoino. Did they not hear that Rabbi Yochanan taught that the lender is believed to say, I lent you up to the value of the security? Chad v'arnash kam im chavrei b'shuka v'oim sevintei Ama leisadein sedina nafik min yadi ad detitein li madet isli v'yadich. The man approached his friend in the market and lifted the other's cloak and said, this cloak will not leave my hand until you give to me what you owe me. Asa l'kameshmul, amalei avlei sevintei revil doin ime. He came in front of Shmuel and he said, give to him the cloak, give to him his cloak and go to dinner with him. Ma Shmuel kodaini naldar. The Gemara asked, does Shmuel hold like the judges of Naldar? Rabbi Yochanan would say that he's believed after the value of the cloak. Ama taman huchzik hamashkoin biyadoi, hachale huchzik hamashkoin biyadoi. The answer is no, he need not hold like him because there, the case of judges of Naldar and Rabbi Yochanan, he was established to have the security. Here, he wasn't established to have the security because he seized it without permission. And then it should say, we take out the next couple of lines and they come later on. Mi hu hanishba mi shabikadon netzlai. The Mishnah said, who swears? The one who was watching the security. Rav Reish Lakish Amri Arisha Sela. I should say, he'll be Sicha. Alav Ushtaim Hayashavi Valayoim Eleki Ela Sela. I should say, he'll be Sani Alav Ushoshadinoim Hayashavi Chayev. Rav Reish Lakish said that this refers to the Sefer of the Reisha, meaning that Reuben claims, I lent you 4 and it was worth 2, and Shimon says, you lent to me 4 and it was worth 3. He's obligated. Really, he should swear and pay only 1, due to the concern lest Reuben take out the security afterwards. Chacham enacted that Reuben swears and collects 2. And I should say now, Shmuel Amar she'ein ashvur zav mibeinei hoin. Shmuel says that the shvur does not depart from them. One of them must swear. Now, it should say im yushva hamalve harizei nishba v'neitel im yushva haloive moitzi halais hafikadin. Why would he think that neither swears? If the lender swears, he swears and collects. He shouldn't be relieved to swear and collect. Also, this is not listed in the Mishnah of those who swear and collect. If the bar swears, perhaps Reuben will take out and show the security. So, we have an implied question that if Shimon claims you lent to me 4 and it was worth 8, so you owe to me 4, and Reuben says I don't know what it was worth, what's the law? Rabbi Abba, quoting Rav Huna, quoting Rav, said that we tell Reuben, you don't know, but the other one knows. I mean, therefore, pay 4, like he says. Rav Shua, Deyoma, Ba'a, Koimei, Rav Yoina, Taman, Ad Amma, Leis, At Yada, Ahein Yada, Lach, Ad Amma, Hochein. Rav Shua of Yuma asked Rav Yoina, there in the Sefer of the Risha, you took the Shua from the Boa and let the lender swear and collect, because you say that you, the Boa, don't know the value of a security, and the lender does know. And here you say that the borrower knows, even though the lender does not know. Taman yashchil shua hacha leishchil shua. The answer is there. We didn't switch the shua from the borrower to the lender because the lender knows better. Rather, due to chil shua means lest the lender take out the security afterwards. Here, there's no concern for chil shua because the witnesses saw that the security was burned. Therefore, the borrower swears. Had nalach perk shua sadayonim.